missed it. Did you already press the 5? Sorry, I missed it. I pressed 5 again, so it went back to the beginning. I'll do it. You do that one.
Needs to do an announcement as well.
Yeah, we'll get there. Are you on?
Kind of.
Got 2 out of 3 so far. What's your topical theme?
Sphere Sona,
okay.
It's quite topical.
Quite topical. We're going to start with that anyway. Okay. Terryway, Northwest London. Yud Gimel Eor, 21st of May. Rabbi Moshe Zulzbacher Shlita, Sphere Soime.
Good morning. The hemisphere that we find ourselves in, the northern hemisphere, the way Sphirus HaOmer falls is in the summer months, which lends itself to a common shaila. The shaila is very common on a Friday night when a lot of people daven before Nacht, most people daven before Nacht. Some people during the week, they daven before Nacht. And the shaila is, when can we start saying Sphirus HaOmer? When can we start counting Sphirus HaOmer? So most people say, you've got to wait till Nacht. However, hopefully we'll see Behemshech that you can actually start before. Some Rishonim even say it's better to start before Nacht. And I'm talking specifically about the time of Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes is the time when it is Sofik Yoim and Sofik Laila. So it's not yet for sure the next night. It's only a Sofik the next night. Or it's still the original day. Can you start counting Sphirus HaOmer at that time? So if we think about the Shaila for a minute, we'll understand that it's a Sofik. So it's a Sofik. Is it the next day yet? Sofik. It's more common shaila in the summer when it's bigger Bein HaShmoshes. It's not hard to wait for Nacht by Chanukah. In the summer, it can be late. They can, you can light. It can be your yotz if you light.
There was a recent shiur here that said that if someone forgot to count, so if it's before Nacht, they could say with a bracha.
I heard that shiur.
Suddenly remembered.
I heard that shiur last night.
Before Nacht, you can say with a bracha, but after Nacht, you just have to say without the bracha.
That's right. So, the shaila is, it's a sofik. It's a sofik, is it the zman of the chiyuv? Is it yet Nacht? And we have klolim how to deal with sfeikas in halacha. So the most famous klal is a sofik deraisa, you have to be machmeh. A sofik derabonon, lekuli, you can be mekel. So the essence of our shaila, can we count in the time of Bein HaShmoshes, has to be asked, is the mitzvah of Sphirus HaOmer a mitzvah deraisa? In which case you have to be machme and assume that the zman of Bein HaShmoshes is still the previous day, and you have to wait till Nacht. Or is the mitzvah Sphirus HaOmer a mitzvah derabonon? In which case, misofik, you can assume that it's already the next night, and you can already count, and you can have an early night. So that's the shaila I'd like to just delve into, to find in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, whether the mitzvah of Sphirus HaOmer is a mitzvah d'oraisa or it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And really, it's one Gemara, two, three-line Gemara in Menachos. And it's in this Gemara that the Rishonim argue about what the shoresh of the mitzvah is. Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? So before we begin, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, that's not a question. No question that when the Beis Mikdash was here, the Torah says, there's a pasuk in the Torah, Sfatim Melchemi Mochras HaShavos, Miyoyim HaViyachem Es Oyma HaTznufa, from the day that you bring the Korban HaOyma, you've got to count 49 days until you get to Shavuos. So from the Torah, it's the Mefurash pasuk. However, the Torah seems to make it Tolu on the Yoyim HaVas HaOyma, when you bring the Korban HaOyma. So it would seem that the mitzvah d'oraisa is only when you bring the Korban HaOyma. And therefore, nowadays, when unfortunately we do not have the ability to bring the Korban HaOyma, it would be definitely not a mitzvah d'oraisa. As we'll see in the Gemara, that is one of the stodim of the Gemara. Let's just go through the Gemara. Omar Abaya, mitzvah l'mimni yoyma, mitzvah l'mimni shvua. Abaya held there is a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Some Rishonim even hold it's actually two separate mitzvahs from this Gemara. Mitzvah l'mimni yoyma, mitzvah l'yoyma shvua. It's two different mitzvahs. Most Rishonim hold it's one mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to count the days and count the weeks. Says the Gemara, it wasn't only Abaya who held like that. Rabbonon de Rav Ashi monu yomim monu shvu. Even Rabbonon de Rav Ashi, they also counted the days and counted the weeks. Says the Gemara, Ameima monu yomim veloy monu shvu. Ameima, he counted the days, but he didn't count the weeks. Omar, and he explained, Zeichel Mikdashu. Since the mitzvah Sfiras HaOyma is a Zeichel Mikdash, therefore, there's no mitzvah to count the weeks. And Rashi explains, why is it a mitzvah d'rabbonon? Says Rashi, like we explained, since nowadays we do not have a korban omer, ha'omer, ha'im minyone d'hashalav choyvehu, d'holeka omer, elo zeichel ha'mikdosh ba'omer. It's only a zeichel ha'mikdosh. Hilkoch, since it's only a zeichel ha'mikdosh, b'yoymi sagi. It's enough just to count the days. Which needs a bit of explanation. Why, if it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, can you get away with counting just the days? Even if it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, but we're pashtas, we're remembering what they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they definitely count the weeks. So why, if it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash, do you count the days and you can ignore the weeks? But I'll call upon him. What you see clearly is our Meima is, there's no doubt, definitely a mitzvah d'rabbonon. Because unfortunately we don't have the Minchas HaOmer. The question is, what does Abaya hold? Abaya is not clear. Abaya just says, you've got to count the days and the weeks. The Gemara doesn't say what exactly he argues with Ameima about. He just says, you've got to count the days and the weeks. What is this Machlokes? Is the pshat that Abaya argues on Ameima, and he holds that it's not mitzvah d'rabbonon. The mitzvah is d'oraisa. Even though today we do not have the Korban HaOyma, but the mitzvah remains a mitzvah d'oraisa. And it's not tolu on the Hakrovas HaOyma. Even though the Pasuk says, Miyoyim HaViyachem Es Oyma HaTznufa, perhaps that's just a time frame. The Yoyim which you bring the Korban HaOyma, from that day you've got to count. Whether or not you bring the Korban HaOyma might be irrelevant. It could be just the Torah telling me, when is the day to start counting? That day which you bring the Korban HaOyma. Now, the day of the Korban HaOyma is the second day Pesach. So whether or not they brought the Korban HaOyma, whether or not we can bring the Korban HaOyma, the day to start counting the HaOyma is from that day which they would bring the HaOyma. So therefore, it could be that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And maybe that's what Abaya holds. Or, do we say that Abaya agrees that it's a Zeichel HaMikdash? There's no Korban HaOyma, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa. However, Abaya doesn't understand Ameima's Svara. Just because it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, therefore you ignore the weeks? If it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, then okay, it's a Derabbonon. But what is the Mitzvah Derabbonon? Just like they counted in the Beis HaMikdash, just like the Mitzvah Deraisa is to count the days and count the weeks, says Abaya, the Mitzvah Derabbonon doesn't change the actual Mahus of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is still counting days of the weeks. It might not be a Chiyuv d'oraisa, but it's a Chiyuv d'rabbonon. So it's this Shaila which the Rishonim are busy with. What does Abaya say to Ameima? Is Abaya arguing b'yosoid and says it's not a Zeichel HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa? Or does Abaya hold, not like Ameima, that it's a Zeichel HaMikdash and therefore you only count the days, he holds it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, but you still have to count the weeks. And it's this Shaila which of course is going to be very relevant to our Shaila. Because if Abaya holds that it's a Doraisa, we, Kapshutei Paskin like Abaya, we count the days and the weeks. And we were Pashtas following the opinion of Abaya. So if Abaya holds it's a Doraisa, then we have to be knowing nowadays that the mitzvah Srisa Omer is a mitzvah Doraisa, and therefore you would have to misofik, wait till Nacht, and not count in Bein Hashmoshes. However, if we learn that Abaya agrees be a soy to a Mema, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah derabonon, he just argues about the technicalities of that mitzvah derabonon, whether the rabbonon were mechayvi to count the days, or then whether they were mechayvi to count the weeks, but be a soy, Abaya holds it's a derabonon, then come to our shayla, if it's a derabonon, then misofik, you can say sofik derabonon lekula, and count in Bein Hashmoshes. So the Rishonim, let's just go through a few of the Rishonim. The Rosh, it's not in Menachos, the Rosh is in Psochim, the end of Arabic Psochim. The Rosh says that he actually brings our Shaila, he talks about Bein Hashmoshes. And he says, he brings the old Gemara, he brings Abaya, then he brings Amema, and then he says that nowadays, so it's a Sofik derabbanon. Therefore, you can count in Bein Hashmoshes. Definitely, if you did count in Bein Hashmoshes, says the Rosh, you can't count later with the Brocha. He even goes so far to say you should count in Bein Hashmoshes. Because we know that we try and be Yotza, the Shitta of the Bahag, that we have to have Tamimus. That means that every possible time of counting has to be counted. So if you can count the earlier, it's better. Says the Rosh, maybe it would be a sorrow to say that, to count even in Bein Hashmoshes l'chatchila. He doesn't go like that in the halacha, but he brings a tzad that cut off tamimus, you should count, even in Bein Hashmoshes l'chatchila. However, he says very clearly, what is the sofik about counting in Bein Hashmoshes, says the Rosh. Hey, yois, it's a sofik derabonon. You should go l'kula and count in Bein Hashmoshes. Now, it's very clear. If the Rosh understood that a buyer holds that it's a mitzvah deraisa, and he argues on Amema, and he says, no, it's a mitzvah deraisa, it's not a mitzvah zeichel mikdash, it's a mitzvah deraisa, then why is it a sofik derabonon? We have here a machlokes, a buyer, and a Amema, whether Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabonon. So the halacha, the Rosh should say, it's a sofik deraisa. According to a buyer, it's a mitzvah deraisa. According to a Amema, it's a mitzvah derabonon. So why would the Rosh say so confidently, since it's a mitzvah derabonon, sofik derabonon l'kula, you can count in Bein Hashmoshes. Kun tabaya might be a mitzvah deraisa. You see, very, very clearly, the Rosh understood that there's no machloikas whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa or mitzvah derabonon. Abaya holds just like Amema. Amema says it's a mitzvah derabonon. Abaya agrees with that. Abaya holds the mitzvah derabonon. Again, they argue whether the mitzvah derabonon manifests itself by counting the days like Amema, or do you count the days and the weeks like Abaya? Comes out, says the Rosh, since everyone holds it's a derabonon, and the mitzvah is not up for debate, it's definitely a mitzvah derabonon, therefore comes Bein Hashmoshes, I have a very simple question. Is it Nach, or is it not yet Nach? And it's a mitzvah derabonon, sofek derabonon lekula, you can count, and have yourself an early night. And so he's not the Rosh. The Ran as well says this in Avri Psochim, he says the same shtickle, it's a sofik derabonon, it's Bein Hashmoshes, you can count, and maybe even lechatchila to count Bein Hashmoshes.
I thought, by sfeikas derabonon, we don't make brochas. So you'd have to count without a brocha then.
Sfeika derabonon.
Yeah, when you've got sofik derabonon, you don't make a brocha. You can do a mitzvah, but you can't make a brocha. Because the brochas of Shailos Deraisa, of the Sissot. So if he was counting Bein Hashmoshes, all
he wouldn't make a brocha.
Sofik in all brochas is Lekula, because the brocha is not Mahakiv in the mitzvah.
So you're saying, why is it better to count Bein Hashmoshes?
If you count Bein Hashmoshes, you'd have to count without a brocha.
And yet the Rosh says you
I'm suggesting.
Perhaps. But yet the Rosh says you should Lechatchila count.
Yeah, because of Tamimos. Maybe Tamimos is more than the brocha.
More than the brocha, yeah. Yeah, good point. Just to explain a bit, this machloikas. Now we've come with the Rosh and the Ran, two Rishonim who hold very clearly that the machloikas here is not a machloikas whether the mitzvah is deraisa, the mitzvah derabonon. The machloikas is only whether that mitzvah derabonon is like the mitzvah deraisa in that you count the weeks. Or it's a new type of mitzvah, it's a mitzvah derabonon where you only have to count the days. What is this machloikas? So, l'chayra, Abai is right. Abai is right. Most times when there's a mitzvah derabonon, like Yom Tov Sheni, we don't change any facets of the mitzvah. The chayv is a mitzvah, is a derabonon chayv. But the mitzvah remains the same mitzvah. So Abaya, l'chayra, is very understandable. It's a mitzvah derabonon, yes, but the derabonon, we're masakin ke'en do'iraisa. Masakin, just like the mitzvah do'iraisa is to count fully with the days and the weeks, Abaya says the mitzvah derabonon, nothing changes. So what's Abaya? What's our main holder? That since it's only a mitzvah derabonon, get away with counting the days without the weeks. What's pshat in that shitta? So the Brisker Rav says the Yesod in the mitzvah. He says, Abaya says very clearly what this mitzvah is. The mitzvah is a zeicha l'mikdash. Says the Brisker Rav, a very big Yesod, which we won't have time to go through the whole examples he brings. But he says that zeicha l'mikdash is not just a regular mitzvah derabonon where you have to copy what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah is to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't say do what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. It says remember the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean, remember the Beis HaMikdash? It says whatever they did in the Beis HaMikdash, we have to do something today that remembers that. They did something in the Beis HaMikdash. In our example, they counted in the Beis HaMikdash. We have a mitzvah not to count midrabonon. We have a mitzvah to remember the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah is Zeicha L'Mikdash, remember the Beis HaMikdash. How do you remember the Beis HaMikdash? So we count. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same form of counting that they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Because our mitzvah is not a mitzvah that are born on to count. Our mitzvah is to remember the Beis HaMikdash. How do you remember the Beis HaMikdash? Chazal told us, count. In the Beis HaMikdash they counted, we'll count. Do we have to have exactly the same formula that they used to count? Says Brisker Rav, no. Zeicha l'mikdash is not a mitzvah to count. The mitzvah is to remember the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash they counted, we have to count. And therefore the type of counting that we do doesn't necessarily have to fit exactly the same way they counted the Beis HaMikdash. We're remembering the Beis HaMikdash. Abaya obviously would hold, no, it's not a mitzvah Zeicha l'mikdash. If you look in the Gemara, it's actually very meduic. The Gemara says, Amei ma'oma, Ameima said it's a mitzvah zeicha l'mikdash. Well, according to the Rosh and the Ram, Abaya also holds it's a mitzvah derabonon. So why does the Gemara say Oma? Ameima said it's a mitzvah zeicha l'mikdash. Lefi what we're saying, it's very gishmak. That it's only Ameima who said the mitzvah is zeicha l'mikdash. Abaya said it's a mitzvah derabonon. The mitzvah derabonon, we have a klal called the Tikkun Rabbanon ke'en do'iraisa Tikkun. So you just copy and paste what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. It's our main who comes with the chiddush that this is not a mitzvah de Rabbanon. This is a mitzvah zeicha l'mikdash. The mitzvah is to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, it doesn't have to conform with exactly the same formula that the do'iraisa tells us how to count. The mitzvah is to remember. Once you've counted the days, you've already got the zechira of the Beis HaMikdash. That's to explain the shittas of the Rishonim that Lekula Almetzah the Rabbonon. However, famously the Rambam holds that Sfira So'ima is a mitzvah deraisa. Rambam says, mitzvah zu, mitzvah of Sfira So'ima, I'll call Ishmi Yisrael, ubekol mokim, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash around, ubekol zman, even if we're in a time when there's no Beis HaMikdash, bechol zman. The mitzvah of the mitzvah deraisa to count is bechol zman. Clearly the Rambam says the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is b'chol zman. Even b'zman hazeh, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So simply we could say that he holds, not like the other Rishonim, he holds that Abaya, when he argues on Ameima, he's not saying that it's a mitzvah d'rabonon, yes, but the technicalities of the mitzvah d'rabonon is different. It's not a zeich l'mikdash, it's a mitzvah d'rabonon. The Rambam goes straight to the point. Abaye argues be yosoid on Ameima. Ameima says it's a mitzvah de Rabbonon. Could be Zeichel HaMikdosh, no one's going to argue with him. But says Abaye, do you know why I argue with you and I say you have to count the days in the week? Says Abaye, because I hold it's a mitzvah de Raisa. It's a mitzvah de Raisa. This is the Mahalach, that the Kesa Mishnah, and the Ran in Psochin, they all explain the Rambam with this Mahalach, that Abaye holds it's a mitzvah de Raisa. So, when we look in how to Paskin, Abaye says count the days in the week. Ameima says count the days. Who do you Paskin like? We Paskin like Abaye. Everyone counts the days of the week today. So if we Paskin like Abaye, and Abaye holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, comes along the Rambam and says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. I, the Pasuk, says that only Yom Aviyachin is Oima Tnufa, and today we don't have the Oima, as we said before. It's not about the krovas oima. It's the yoim haviyachem esoim atnufa. It's from the day. Now, even though we didn't bring the korban oima this year, but it's still the day that we should bring the korban oima, and therefore the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's one other shitta, also clear, that he holds, Abaye holds as a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Baal HaMor says, also in Psochim, the Baal HaMor says that he comes out in Klolei HaTalmud, in Klolei HaPsak. One of the chronim is that we Paskin like Ameima. So he looks at this Gemara, and he says that we Paskin like Ameima. Ameima says that you count the days. Says the Baal HaMor, Hilchosaka Ameima, we Paskin like Ameima. Freak the Baal HaMor, look around. No one counts just the days today. We all count the weeks. Says the Baal HaMor, it's a minag. Minag, we follow Abaye's Shitta. But We count the weeks as a minag, but in the chayva, it's only we only count the dina. You only have to count the days. We follow Abaye because it's a minag. Now, if Abaye holds us a drabonon, then he should simply say, do you know why we paskin that we count the days and the weeks? He should say we paskin the days and the week because we paskin like Abaye. He's got a problem with Ameima, so he'll find the terrorists like all the other shoyim say why we don't paskin like Ameima here. Why does he have to say the reason why we today count the weeks is because you should know it's a minna. It's not really mikadina. You have to count the days. And if you learn that the Baal HaMor understood it like the Rambam, then it's very geshmak. That today it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. So how can we say that today we count the days and the weeks is because of Abaye? Paskin like Abaye means that you hold it's d'oraisa. The Baal HaMor clearly learns it's a d'rabbonon. The only option in this Gemara to paskin d'rabbonon is to follow Ameima. Because the Baal HaMor understood that Abaye holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, then we know it's a mitzvah d'rabbonon, says the Baal HaMor nowadays. If I look in the Gemara, I only see one opinion that says it's a mitzvah d'rabbonon. It must be Ameima. If it's Ameima, then I've got a new question. Why then do we count the weeks? Why are we counting the weeks if we don't pass them like Abaye? The teretz is, it's a minag, as those at the Baal HaMor. Clearly though, we find from the Rambam and the Baal HaMor that they hold Abaye argues be a soid on Ameima, and they hold it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Whether we paskin that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa like the Rambam, or whether we paskin like Ameima, that's a machlokes Rambam and Baal HaMor within that shitta that Abaye holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Coming back to our question, how can it be a mitzvah d'oraisa? The pashtus is a most rishonim amazoi. The most rishonim say that miyoyim aviyachem esoyim atanufo, the mitzvah is tolu on the korban oima. If you bring the korban oima, it's a d'oraisa. We don't have a korban oima today, so it's going to be a drabonon. What is pshat? We gave a pshat that's miyoyim aviyachem, but most rishonim don't go like that. They say it's tolu on the makrobos oima. So why? How can a buyer really, according to the Rambam, and a halacha according to the Rambam, paskin that today is a deraisa? We don't have a korban oima. So one mahalach to explain how today it can be a mitzvah deraisa is al pi the chinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch famously says that the yisoid of counting the oima, all children in school know this. We count the oima because we're excited for Shavuos, and he's got an arichas gadol in the Sefer HaChinuch about this yisoid. When we came out of Mitzrayim, there was a physical freedom. But there was also a spiritual freedom. There was a ruchniyistik of freedom. And to drive home that point, says the Sefer HaChinuch, we count as an excitement for Shavuot, to show that we came out not just for physical freedom, we're waiting for our spiritual freedom on Shavuot. And for that reason, we count Shoshana excitement. To the point, says the Sefer Chinuch, really, we should be counting from the first day Pesach. First day Pesach, nothing to do with the Omer. He says we should count from first day Pesach. He says no, because then we'll get confused between the physical freedom and the spiritual freedom. We make a break, we count, we celebrate the physical freedom on the first day Pesach. And then the next day, fresh kite, we start with our spiritual freedom. But very clearly, the Sefer Chinuch says there's nothing to do with the Korban Omer. We're not counting from the Korban Omer. We're counting from Pesach until Shavuot. It's a completely different Yosef. So perhaps today, definitely the first day, Pesach is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Shavuot, first day Shavuot, mitzvah d'oraisa. It's all d'oraisa. And if the mitzvah is to count from Pesach until Shavuot, there's no reason to suggest that today is not going to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. So perhaps, definitely the Baal HaMor we can suggest, that he holds, Abaye understood, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, because the counting has nothing to do with the mitzvahs HaKrovos HaOmer. The counting is to do from counting from Pesach until Shavuot. However, to suggest this chat in the Rambam is very problematic. Because the Rambam places his halacha of Sfiris HaOmer not in Hilchus Pesach and not in Hilchus Shavuot. Where does the Rambam put the halachas of Sfiris HaOmer? In Hilchus Temidim Musaf and Perek Zayin. The middle of the dina of the korbanos. So what are you going to tell me? Okay, Torah says miyom abiyachem. It's not really meduyuk where the Rambam puts his halachos. He should have put it in Hilchos Pesach. That would be more fitting. However, there's a Mori Deki Yisod from Reb Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin in a tshuva, he writes that roiv das harambam. How do you understand shittas harambam when you want to understand the shitta in the sugya? It's not from what he says. And it's not from what he doesn't say. It's roiv das Rambam comes from where the Rambam chose to put his halachas. The seder that the Rambam puts his halachas is extremely revealing to how the Rambam learned the sugya. There are many, many examples. This is just says so. L'chayra, if the Rambam decided to put the halachas of Sfiris HaOmer in Hilchos Temidim HaMusafim, then we can't suggest that the Rambam learned, like Sefer HaChinuch, that Sfiris HaOmer is a mitzvah. D'oraisa, because you're counting from Pesach to Shavuot. What is it doing here? So to answer this question, we need the Yesod from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim also discusses how the Rambam can paskin like Abaye if the halacha we usually paskin like a Meimah. Hilchos Pesach we paskin like a Meimah. So he says like this. He says, let's imagine. According to a Meimah, very clear. It's a Zeich LeMikdash. Why? Because there's no mitzvahs of Omer nowadays. So he says, I don't understand. Let's go back in time to when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Let's imagine the Beis HaMikdash is in full action. We're there on Pesach, second day of Pesach. We're about to bring the Korban Omer. And there's lo yaleinu an earthquake. And everyone's running to shelter. And they didn't bring the Omer that year. They just didn't bring it. Says Reb Chaim, are we going to suggest that according to HaMeimah, that year we don't count Sfiris HaOmer? Because they didn't bring the Korban Omer. They didn't makriv the Omer practically. Of course not. There's a mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer. So what does Amema mean when he says it's only a drabonon because we don't have the Oema? Says Reb Chaim, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a chiyuv to bring the Oema. Whether or not we did bring it is irrelevant. We don't have to discuss practically whether they brought it. But there was a chiyuv to bring the Korban Oema. Says Amema, as long as there's a chiyuv to be makriv the Oema, then you don't have to. Then avada, then there's mitzvah d'oraisa. So what does that name hold? Nowadays, there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no chiyuv to bring the Korban Omer. There's no chiyuv, says Abaye, says Amema. So Zeich HaMikdash is only a d'rabono. Because there's no chiyuv to bring the Omer.
You could say the other way around. You could say, I have a chiyuv to bring the Omer, but I'm an oinus, I haven't got a Beis HaMikdash.
Oh. Says Reb Chaim, have a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says that the Kedusha Rishonah that was given to the Beis HaMikdash is not only Kitcho Leshato, it's not only Kodosh Beshas that was the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kitcho Leosedovoy. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is here right now, says the Rambam, be a soid you can bring Kabbalah today. Be a soid there's a Chiv. If there's a Chiv, then, Shittas the Rambam is that today there's a Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Chiv to bring the Korban Omer. If there's a chiyuv to bring the Korban Omer, whether or not we can or not, is a, we're just an onus because we can't practically bring it because there's a bunch of Arabs up there. But we've got a chiyuv today to bring the korban. If we've got a chiyuv, says Reb Chaim, according to the Rambam, it's very obvious why today it would be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because the mitzvah d'oraisa sphere so is told on the chiyuv to bring the omer. If there's a chiyuv today to bring the omer, we've got to bring the omer. We've got to count the mitzvah, count the sphere mid'oraisa. And Amema holds. No, Amema holds. Kitcha l'shato. And therefore today, why we don't bring the korban is not just because there's an oinus, it's because there's no kedusha on the makom of the mikdash today, according to our neighbor. Therefore, he holds it's only a zeichel mikdash. But the Rambam Lishitosa, who holds that there's a not only a zeichel mikdash, it's because there's a mitzvah to bring the korban right now today. There's a mitzvah to bring the korban because there's a kedusha on the base of mikdash. If there's a kedusha on the base of mikdash, then there's a chiyah to bring the korban, doiraisa. And if there's a chiyah doiraisa, then we're going mitzvah doiraisa to count the sphira. Have a wonderful day. Coming back to our shaila though, therefore, according to the Rambam, if it's a sofik doiraisa, then we would have to be machmir. This is how we're machmir to wait for nach before counting and not to count in bein hashmoshes. Have a wonderful day again.
Excuse me, but you have to wait for
that
anyway.
Oh, that's
the meaning
if you have to wait for that.
Sure, also it's the rice, though.
Right,
but so it might be. You can save us some time. Or one of your games. You can do it.